This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many farmers in the U.S. complain of a worker shortage. Many find it hard to attract people to physically demanding pre-dawn to post-sunset farm work. It's also true at dairies, where cows need to be milked year-round, several times a day, sometimes middle of the night. Well, many dairies rely on undocumented workers, an increasingly risky proposition given the political climate. So there's a role here for technology to address this farm labor shortage, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter found about an hour outside of Pittsburgh.
Vicki Baker and her husband milk about 60 cows on their farm in southwestern Pennsylvania. A few years ago, one of their two workers quit abruptly.
And after 16 years of working for us, she sent us a text message and gave us a 2 weeks notice.
She knew it would be hard to replace that employee. Baker's a farm consultant. She's watched other dairies struggle to find workers.
We knew at that point in time that we were either going to have a robot or we weren't going to milk cows.
Last year, they took out a loan and got a robot. It's an automated milking system, and it cost $250,000.
This is a new cow stepping
in? So this is a new cow. Now it just recognized her as cow number 430. Her name is PETA, like PETA Pocket.
We're in what Baker calls the robot room. PETA, a fawn and white-colored Guernsey cow, stands in a closet-sized gated chamber. A robotic arm swoops underneath her. Its laser eye shoots a red light searching for her teats. It's been trained with a joystick to locate the teats on each cow's udder.
And what we hear now is the actual robot prepping each teat. It's cleaning it.
It's a remarkable contrast. This futuristic robot working on a nearly 1,400-pound living, breathing creature, swishing its tail, sometimes pooping. Flies buzz all around. Next, the robot attaches teat cups, and the milking begins.
And you can start to hear that click, 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 click.
PETA decides when to be milked. Her udder feels full, or she wants the little raspberry chocolate pellets she gets during milking. But first, she has to pass through a kind of security gate. Each cow's ear holds a digital tag with her personal identification number, which gets scanned.
There's only one of those for each cow in the United States.
It's like a cow social security number.
It's like a cow social security number. That's exactly what it is.
If the cow's not due for milking, she can't gain access. If she waits too long, the bakers get alerts on their phones and go get the cow moving. The robot does all the baker's milking now. It can handle the size of their herd. But Vicki Baker doesn't think robots can solve the labor shortage across the board, especially at bigger dairies.
One unit costs $250,000. And if these farms milk 1,000 cows, you know, they're going to need 25 robots.
She says that's an upfront investment no dairy can afford today. In Dawson, Pennsylvania, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.